Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for What's Up, starring Jack and Dick Watts, the dynamic duo of deplorables, who come to you each and every week to teach you about truth, justice, and the American way. Richard, how are you today?
Well, I'm fine. Rainy, wet, windy. Good day to just be inside. Oh, wait a minute. I've been like that for 3 weeks now. Whatever.
Well, Americans always wanted a never-ending weekend, and now we've got it. So, you know, there you go. All right, listen, as we so often do, I'm going to start out the program by reading a blog entry that I put up today, and the title of it is COVID-19 is China's Mass Murder Strategy for World Domination. And this is not I'm going to read it here, but this is not a post that I really wanted to do. I really kind of avoided writing it for several days because I just thought, man, that just, it's tough and it's hard. And I didn't want it to be true, but it is. And, you know, in the show every week, we talk about, you know, truth, justice, and the American way. And we can't have justice without the truth. So I'm going to read it. Here we go, Dick. The evidence has become crystal clear that the United States, South Korea, Japan, and the European democracies have been targeted by the Chinese communists with the COVID-19 virus. The evidence that the virus was created in a Chinese lab has become irrefutable. This is biological warfare. With the Chinese economy shrinking and the U.S. economy soaring, President Trump's America First policies have become a threat to the Chinese goal of world domination. This being the case, with it also being a come to the Chinese communists, Beijing made a decision to unleash this terrible biological weapon on the world, beginning with their own people. The loss of lives in China was an acceptable outcome to these truly ghoulish war criminals, especially if the outcome would cripple the economy of China's number one global enemy, the USA. With the USA and the Western democracies almost now completely shut down, this strategy has succeeded far beyond Beijing's most optimistic expectations. With America reeling, the question now becomes, what do we do about this now? The answer to this question will become the dominant political issue of the 2020 presidential election. With Joe Biden being the presumptive Democratic candidate, his party will never recognize or admit that the Chinese communists have attacked us. After all, denial of reality is their default position. Instead, those of us who realize what has happened will be vilified as wacko conspiracy theorists. We will be depicted by the Democrats and the media as the dangerous right-wing element in American politics. Biden, whose son has received more than $1 billion, that's B with a billion, not M with a million, from the Chinese, will support the theory that the pandemic came from bats at the Wuhan wet market, making it an act of God. The Democrats will support business as usual with the Chinese. President Trump, who always calls a spade, will call for an economic strategy that will return strategic manufacturing to the USA, beginning with pharmaceuticals. Trump's position will be that we can never again put our trust in the Chinese. If we do, we will do so at our own peril. When Trump came into office, he rebuilt the military. Now it is time to do the same thing where biological warfare is concerned. We must never again be caught flat-footed. Concurrently, we must rebuild our economy, with China being little more than a minor trade partner. We are in for a new Cold War, this time with China. They want world domination, but we must never allow mass murderers like the Chinese communists to achieve their goal. Instead, we must fight this evil regime with every economic tool in our arsenal, making this the key political issue in the upcoming election and in every election for the foreseeable future. Well, that was quite a mouthful.
Yeah.
I mean, you see why I didn't want to write it. I mean, wouldn't we all like to say, well, you know, the Chinese are, I mean, they're communists, but they're reasonable. There's nothing, you know, they're not, you know, they're not crazy like the Bolsheviks were and the, you know, a century ago in the new Soviet Union. And they certainly aren't as bad as the Nazis or the fascists in, you know, in Italy. And then when you get right down to it, they are. They are. This, what they have done is murder, mass murder, indiscriminate mass murder. And the people who die, die a very painful death. They can't get their breath. Worst of all, they die alone. They can't have their family with them when they die because they're contagious. Because they're contagious, they can't be buried. They have to be burned, cremated. And they're doing so many of them, it's almost like they're just throwing them on a pile of fire. There is nothing about this that is normal or acceptable. And for us to sit here and pretend that it's from bats, absolutely, we just can't do it anymore. Trump wants to defund the World Health Organization, the WHO, and I think he should do it immediately. I don't think we should give him another dime. They are complicit with Beijing in trying to whitewash the actions of the Chinese and the whole thing about, well, they kept it hidden because they were embarrassed. Bull. They kept it hidden because it needed to really take root what it has destroyed. Now, our economy, which was booming 6 weeks ago, is virtually shut down. It is shut down. And when that happens, how do you get it started again? That's not as easy
slowly
as you think.
No.
Well, maybe slowly, but you, how many businesses are going to be out of business?
Yeah.
A lot. You know what I'm wondering? I'm wondering if drive-in movie theaters are going to be popular again. Certainly.
You can only sit every three seats, you know, or every four seats away from each other. Let me ask you a question,
a movie.
I read something that the president of the World Health Organization has been funded and brought along all along, and then the Chinese actually were the ones that wanted him to be in that position, and now all he's doing is like repaying a debt, a pretty big debt, to say the least. And you hear some of the things. I mean, I read that some people in China that got some information out said that they could hear screaming coming from these funeral homes, saying that they were cremating these people while they were still alive. I guess, you know, that's hard to believe, but then again, when it comes to these people, I guess it isn't, because they unleashed this thing on their own people. Now, I also heard that many of the major cities in China never got any of the virus.
Yeah.
Because they knew exactly what they were doing, and they were going to do it in that one area. And like you say, they blamed it on bats. But being a communist nation like they are, they just shut everything down in that one city. You don't leave, dun-dun-dun, the whole thing. Where here, you know, you can still go to the store or go to the pharmacy if you need be. But for them, it wasn't. And then I read something, too, about watches in China. Everybody has a watch. And in order to buy food, it's all done through your watch.
Five,
and that there was,
network.
Yeah, which is theirs, which they're trying to force onto France. But there was another story, and again, some of these, and I'm not sure that they've been substantiated or not, but when you hear about all of a sudden 20 million watches in China were shut down. I mean, that really kind of leads you to believe, where are these people? What happened to them? Why was there something wrong with the system, or is there something wrong with the people? You really have to wonder. Now, 20 million people in China. What is there? 1.8 billion people in China.
What?
1.2 billion. So
mm-hmm.
20 million is
four
like
times,
us
so
losing.
Essentially 4 times bigger than the United States.
Yeah, yeah. And you got to believe that, you know, that it would have been running rampant, and even in this country, all across, had anybody realized what was going on? Had the Chinese told people what was going on, then you would have shut down flights or any incoming things from China, which people in China, they go around the world. And obviously, that's what's end up happening. But
well, that's why
that's
why the problem was so bad in Italy, because there were daily numerous direct flights from Wuhan, China to Milan.
Yeah.
And so particularly northern Italy, because of the clothing industry. But that's why Italy had so many, and it's why New York has had so many problems.
Yeah.
Because of the international flights that have come in. but they didn't tell people about this. I don't believe it was to protect them from any kind of fault. I think it was to protect their attack and to make sure that it
not protect
replicated
their attack,
enough to take.
They were trying to hide their
yeah.
what they were doing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
now,
it seems to this day it seems to have worked.
You know, I see where Governor Cuomo says that they've kind of turned the table now and that it's, you know, they kind of got control of it over in New York. I wonder, because they're going door to door in some of these apartment buildings where there are a lot of illegals, and they're finding a lot of dead bodies. Because the illegals don't want to come forward. They're afraid of ICE. And so if that's the case, then we're talking about the Middle Ages. This is crazy stuff. But now, what do we do about this? What is our response to something like this? I think that it has to be, number one, you know, when China threatened at one point, although they didn't follow through with it, not to send us antibiotics that we needed. That they threatened this even once shows you that we cannot trust them something without antibiotics. We can't stop disease. The antibiotics need to be produced in the United States of America. Now, the reason that we have 95% of our antibiotics are produced in China. And the reason is they are a lot cheaper.
Greed.
A lot cheaper.
Greed. It comes down to greed. Yeah.
Well, and you know, they want generic products that just don't cost much. So what we need to do, control Mexico. We can't control China.
Okay.
This is a very serious problem. And here we are, the trillions of dollars, trillions that we have lost, and trillions that we are having to pump into the economy to get it going again, and who knows what will work and what won't. Nobody's ever done this stuff before, and I can tell you, I'd much rather have Trump doing it than that fool Biden. He doesn't know what, and he's bought by the Chinese.
Yeah.
He's corrupt. And the corruption is based on his son, Hunter, who got $1 billion. Billion. That's $1,000 million into his little investment company about which he knows nothing. Well, they did it to control Biden. So how is Biden going to stand up to the Chinese? Well, he can't do it.
Let me ask you a
and
question.
Let me ask you a question.
Don't you think that this has to be some sort of a international response to China? I mean, not just the United States, but I'm talking all of Europe, a lot of South America, a lot of Africa. This has befallen them. Now, I don't think that Russia had a big problem. At least I haven't heard that they have. Or they're not reporting
that. And there hasn't been much problem in Africa. And not a lot in South America either. The places that have been the big problem have been the United States and the Western democracies, France, Great Britain, Italy, Spain, Sweden, Belgium, and South Korea, and Japan. Beijing and not Shanghai.
Is that because that's the mainstay of where traveling Chinese would have gone? I mean, there's a good chance that then not too many would go into Africa, I think, yeah.
No. And Russia it's vast amount of land, sparsely populated. I mean, we don't have a great big problem in Montana or Wyoming, Idaho, places like that, because they're very sparsely populated.
Yeah.
Our problems are, in Seattle and Philadelphia and obviously New York and Boston. Who dat city?
Atlanta had a
Atlanta has had problems. So, any big city.
Yeah.
But I think it's really interesting that all of these sanctuary cities are the ones that have been hit pretty hard. There are only a few sanctuary cities that haven't. And, one of them is Los Angeles. And, I was just sure that there was going to be this horrific problem in California, but it hasn't happened. They've done a really good job out there of
they jumped on it pretty quick too, though. They were pretty
they
smart
jumped on
about
it quick.
That.
They're yeah. pretty smart about it, yes.
Yeah.
I don't know how you get the economy going again. Once you stop, things that are in sequence and in line and moving tend to stay moving. Once things stop, and they say, well, take off like a rocket. Well, you know how a rocket takes off. Most of the power to get it off the ground and get it moving at all, the first few feet requires the most power. Once it gets out of the atmosphere, it doesn't take any power at all. But to get it up and moving requires huge amounts of energy. And I'm thinking that that's going to be the case with the economy too. People who think this is going to be easy are just nuts. Now, I will say that I'm really glad that we have a businessman in charge of our government, because that will help. People are very, there's a lot of criticism of Trump. Well, he should have done this, he should have done that. I think people need to remember that when this was really getting going, he was having to defend himself against Adam Schiff, Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the lot over a telephone call. Doesn't that seem so minor, trivial, and inconsequential now?
Well, now I want to go after him for his how he has reacted to the virus, which is, they just don't know when to quit, They don't know when it's time to unite this country together and just shut up and follow in suit. That's what they need to do. And here during this whole crisis, they're on vacation. They're not in Washington. Is it, what the hell's going on with this? They don't consider this a major crisis? I don't get it. And is it true in one of the coronavirus relief packages that they actually gave themselves a raise?
Yes.
I would have hoped that that was fake news, but the way the swamp works, that it doesn't surprise me in the slightest. You know, money for abortions. Yeah. Okay. Politics as usual.
This is tough stuff, and it's not going to go away. And without Trump, we'd be in trouble. I mean, real trouble. We're in trouble anyway. But this attempt to destroy the economy of the United States of America through mass murder has got to be confronted. We cannot allow this. We just can't.
It must really piss off the Chinese, though, that only of the 315 million Americans that are 350 million Americans, that only 20,000 have died, and our medical, God love them, have taken us to a level where we have this somewhat under control. Not totally, but a lot further along than I'm sure that the Chinese wish it got.
Well, I honestly don't think the Chinese care how many people die or not. I don't think that really enters into it. Their goal was to knock us off the top financially, and they've done that.
Yeah.
If it kills people, you know, okay. If it doesn't kill that many people, just as long as the economy's destroyed, I don't think that they care. They don't
collateral
care about
damage.
Life.
Collateral damage.
Yeah. And, well, the collateral damage is all the people that died in Wuhan.
Oh yeah, there. Yes. How true.
And, you know, all of this about, well, it's racist to call it the Chinese virus. How nonsensical. You know, a century ago, they called it the Spanish flu because it started in Spain. You know, they call all of these different flus by names that are, you
like
know,
they're
based on, the places
where they originated. Yeah.
So it's. You know, we've got 1 minute left, and we can't even say anything about sports because there is none.
No. Nothing's going on.
That makes it even
tougher.
Well,
they are going to do the NFL draft, and the commissioner said he's going to hold the draft from his cellar. So whatever that means and however they're going to work it, but they are going to have a draft.
We've got to get things back moving again. But we're out of time. But you know, we're going to stick through this with you folks, and we will be here every week, just like we always have been. You know, so let me just say, you know, stay strong, and we'll
stay
get through
safe.
It. So God bless you. Yes, and God bless the United States of America. Goodbye.